Well, thank you, Melissa, for organizing the session. We really appreciate your switching everybody around. I want to share a story about a project initiated by a CSTE fellow. Margaret Young was a maternal child and health CSTE CDC Applied Epidemiology Fellow who came to the Alaska Division of Public Health in 2005 and led the design and implementation of a new surveillance program, the Alaska Childhood Understanding Behavior Survey, or CUBS. First, I'll describe how the methodology has evolved and then look at an example of how CUBS data has been used. Prior to CUBS, there was no statewide population-based data in Alaska on the health and early childhood experiences of young children before they entered school. The purpose of CUBS has been to fill this gap by collecting information related to behaviors, health, healthcare access, and school readiness among Alaska's three-year-olds. The CUBS program began with a six-month pilot study where a follow-up was 2 years after the child was born. PRAM sends a survey to approximately one of every six mothers of newborns in Alaska. CUBS attempts follow-up with all mothers living in Alaska who completed PRAMs and whose infant was living with them at the time. By re-interviewing mothers who completed a PRAM survey, CUBS is able to evaluate factors present at birth or early life that affect risk for later adverse childhood outcomes. Responses to the questionnaire are weighted to represent all mothers of three-year-old children born in Alaska. In 2008, CUBS began ongoing surveillance as a three-year follow-up survey. At that time, surveys were conducted only by mail, and with phone prompts that served to remind and encourage mothers to mail in their survey. Halfway through the 2009 data collection, a phone interview component was added for women who did not respond to CUBS by mail and who had previously responded to PRAMS by phone. The rationale was that women who responded by phone to PRAMS would be most likely to do so with CUBS. Midway through 2011 data collection, phone interviews were offered to all women who did not respond by mail to combat declining mail response rates. CUBS survey questions are modified every 3 years. This is done to reevaluate questions as well as to maintain consistency with language used in the Alaska PRAMS version to which the mother responded. Phase 2 was sent to PRAMS respondents whose child was born in 2005. CUBS shifted to a 3-year follow-up due to growing interest in school readiness. The 3-year-old child would be closer to preschool age at the time of the survey. Phase 3 was sent to PRAMS respondents whose child was born between 2006 and 2008. CUBS revisions are scheduled to mesh with the timing of PRAMS revisions. Phases 2 and 3 of CUBS were administered to mothers who responded to the Phase 5 version of PRAMS. Phase 4 was the first phase to fully encompass a PRAMS phase. This version was sent to PRAMS Phase 6 respondents whose children were born between 2009 and 2011. Phase 5 is the current version of CUBS and will be used through 2018. This version follows up PRAMS Phase 7 respondents whose child was born between 2012 and 2015. So look at the response rate. Over 4,500 mothers of three-year-olds have been surveyed since 2008. About 18% of the CUBS sample have been dropped from follow-up due to moving outside of Alaska since responding to PRAMS. This slide shows how follow-up has contributed to maintaining a response rate close to 50% between 2009 and 2012. The refusal rate was about 5.6% during this time. This slide shows how addition of the reward of a $10 gift card has increased response rates to 65% in recent years, a 30% increase over the average annual response rate before gift cards were offered. CUBS data has served to better understand the factors associated with vaccine hesitancy among Alaska mothers. In 2012, the National Immunization Survey indicated that Alaska ranked 50th in the nation for immunization coverage among children aged 19 to 35 months. This created concern among the Division of Public Health leadership and the initiation of a task force to address the issue. A contributing factor to Alaska's low coverage is vaccine hesitancy, which can be defined as concerns related to the safety or necessity of vaccines that lead parents to delay or decline vaccines for their children. In 2009, Cubs included the question, have you delayed or decided not to get vaccine shots or immunizations for your child? With an additional question for those who responded yes, asking what were the reasons you delayed or did not get vaccine shots or immunizations for your child. A response of yes was used to identify vaccine hesitant mothers in one analysis. The results represented all Alaska mothers of three-year-old children born between 2006 and 2008. The proportion who indicated that they were vaccine hesitant increased each year from 23.8% to 33.2%. Cubs data indicated that vaccine hesitancy rates were highest among white, older, and more educated mothers. Rates also differed by region of residence. The trend of mothers who reported delaying or not getting vaccines for their three-year-old child has been fairly stable since 2010. What some had hoped was the start of a declining trend in 2012 did not carry through to the 2013-2014 data. I'll talk more about questions. I need to move along, but this just goes to show that there was a significant difference in mothers who, in the residence of mothers associated with regions. It was not, delaying due to non-hesitant reasons does not vary significantly between regions. And in conclusion, CSTE fellows have the opportunity to make significant and long-lasting contributions to their mentoring agency and should be encouraged to develop projects with both current and future value. And you can see the other two conclusions there. There are selected reports and publications, and thank you very much for your attention.